it's just me, you know, getting my mind right, learning this defense. Like he said, we got a new defense, and it helps to be out there in practice, but at the same time, you know, just seeing it and putting yourself in that position is going to allow you to make plays because, you know, it's not a lot of thinking, like he said. You know, it's all about you lining up and just knowing your responsibility and just playing fast and having fun and being physical in this defense.
Do you think there's a silver lining to – I know you had to do a lot of, you know, getting your mind right last year when you kept getting hurt and then this offseason. Is there any benefit, do you think, in making you a better player because of the mentality you've had to study so much?
You know, it's adversity, and anytime you face adversity like that, you want to come out on a better end and come out stronger. You know, if you're not getting better, you're getting worse. So, you know, I've been taking every day and just trying to squeeze as much as I can out of it to be great. Because this year I'm trying to have a great year along with a great season with this team, and I'm just looking forward to getting out there and playing again.
How exciting would it be to pair yourself with Marshall? You guys haven't really got extended time on the field, and with this new defense, how exciting is that prospect?
It's exciting, man. You know, we're two capable players, and we're two of the best linebackers in the league. You know, it's time for people to start noticing that. And, you know, we came in with kind of a chip on our shoulder, and us lining up next to each other is just extra motivation. You know, I look in his eyes, and, you know, he look in my eyes, and we both know that we both got abilities to play and be the best out there. So why not just go out there and play every game like it? You know, it's time for us to make a name for ourselves.
We're taking mental reps and watching Todd, Steven, Lameen, Corey doing. What do you think of their progress out there?
Oh, they're doing good, man. I'm proud of those guys. They came out here with the right attitude. You know, it was a lot put on them at a young age, but I'm proud to – you know, sit in the meeting room and watch these young guys develop, you know, like I develop. You know, they're learning little fine prints on the defense, and, you know, they're just trying to be the best player they could be, and that's all anybody can ask for.
What is the final thing you declare, Danny, with your knee as you get back? And do you think you'll be ready first day of training camp?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
What is the final hurdles with your knee you need to clear, and will you be ready in your mind first day training camp, full go?
Yeah, I think I'll be ready, but, you know, I'm just going to take it one day at a time. That's all I can do, but at the same time, I'm feeling better than I did before. You know, I'm more confident. And, you know, I'm just all around a better person, you know, than myself. I had a year to basically take off and get my mind right and get prepared for this season. You know, it was tough, but, you know, it's some things I got to work on with this leg. Just get a little bit stronger. I want this leg to be the strongest it ever been since I've been playing. So I got to take that every day and attack my workout and therapy and everything. And I won't have no problems this year. I'm not really, you know, physical contact, really. That's about it. But other than that, I'm moving. I'm shuffling. I'm doing our drills. I'm doing everything right now, but I'm just limited on contact right now.
Do you feel pain at all when you cut the break?
Never feel pain.
The concern isn't necessarily that you're coming back from a knee injury, but that a similar injury happened twice.
Mm-hmm.
What type of reassurances have you had, you know, structurally that it's going to hang in there? You know, and not happen again to you.
No, I got a new kneecap, you know. So the old one is gone. So, you know, it's best foot forward. You know, anything can happen any given Sunday. All you can do is lay it all out there, have no fear, and just take it serious. Take your treatment serious and take your work. Somebody hit the lights on it. So, you know, you just got to take everything serious and have fun, man. But at the same time, man, I have no setbacks right now. And, you know, it's fun being in there with them and just working, man, getting better on something that, you know, you kind of was down about, and, you know, you got a chance to make it better and go out there and show that you can still play and be one of the best in this league.
Did you replace your kneecap? It's an artificial kneecap?
Yeah. I got somebody else's kneecap, so.
Is that right?
Yeah. So, you know, it was difficult because it's a bigger knee, so when I look at my knees, but I love the scar, though, so.
The person you got that from, were they a good athlete, too, or not?
I don't know. I have right now it looks like it, so they got me moving a little bit better, but, you know, I kind of met my neighbor. Dad got a kneecap, and his stuff been gone, so we kind of make jokes about it being here, so thanks for the kneecap.
Hey, Danny, I don't want to put words in Brandon's mouth. He made it kind of sound like maybe this new system defensively is a little bit simpler. If that is the case in your mind, does that make it easier just to go out and play and kind of rely upon your instincts?
Oh, yeah, by far, man. It makes it so much easier. We ain't got to, you know, make too many checks. You know, basically, we just play with the look. And, you know, we just do what we do. You know, we might be some checks in game time or whatever, but right now we just focus on getting the defense, lining up, being physical, and just making the plays that we need to make.
Danny, did you get to enjoy this 5 weeks off, or is it all about getting better and trying to be ready for camp?
I have no days off. Ever since I had surgery, I came here, and, you know, I told him I just want to work. I want to work. Even if I'm not, you know, doing movement, I want to be icing. I want to be doing something, you know, just getting this knee better. And they did a great job in there with me. And, you know, it's just, you know, all roads lead to this season. So anything that I can do to be better, I'm going to do it.
So are you staying in town for the 5 weeks? Or
I'm in town. Yeah, I'm not going nowhere.
Even though y'all's rehabs are different, has it helped to have Brandon kind of going through something similar with you every step of the way the last couple of months?
Yeah, even though I wish he wasn't in there. You know, he's in there, and it helps us, you know. I had Nate for a little bit when he was in there, but now I got Brandon. And, you know, it's always reassuring, and, you know, it's positive. You know, Vaughn and Chris was together. You see how they came back. That's what me and Brandon are taking out there. We want to be the best we ever seen, the best feeling linebacker, best looking linebackers, everything, you know.
When did they replace the kneecap? Is that after the last injury? Because you had it like three different things. When did they replace? When did that happen?
I got it January 6th.
And they just realized at this point it was the best option.
It was just done with, you know. It was dislocated, so it was just moving around every time I walked.
Your teammates, Lamine, Todd, Corey, they've all said how you and Brandon have been kind of coaching them up a little bit. And I'm wondering, how does that help you individually to make your teammates better and make the competition for you a little bit tougher?
It's making everybody get better. You know, we're applying a lot of pressure on them, but we want them to be great. We want them to succeed at what they're doing because, you know, A lot of guys go out there and they be timid, you know. It's not my spot, all this and that. You know, you need to just worry about why you're in there, you know. I didn't have a spot when I came here. You got to work for it, no matter who's in front of you or whatever, you know, because you never know what can happen. You know, you one play from getting in, and we want those guys to be prepared and be the best that they can be. Those guys got a great head on their shoulder, and they come in with the right mindset every day. They're going to be great.
All right.
Oh,
one more, Nikki.
I'm doing quad strengthening, you know, just step-ups, you know, with weight. I'm doing squats. I'm doing leg presses. I'm doing a lot of balance, a lot of core. I'm stretching a lot, cold tub, you know, just doing everything I need to do. You know, it's a lot of things. I can go on and on, but, you know, it's all about getting this leg to the best of ability. You know, I went through surgery, and I'm feeling good right now. I'm not even going to lie. I'm feeling good, but, you know, I want to make sure I feel great before I go out there again. You know, I think I owe this team and I owe this city something.
Okay, thanks.